Good morning, everyone. Today's Monday. That can only mean one thing. It means it's time for Get to Know Night, that weekly show where you ask me questions and I give you answers to the best of my ability. As always, I have so many questions, so I'm going to jump right into it. The first question I have is from Anonymous. They ask, do you wear socks and shoes when you're inside the house? No, I mean, I'm probably only ever wearing socks and shoes if I'm like heading out the door. Like, growing up, my household was really, leave the shoes at, like, the door kind of house, so I kind of kept that with me. It's also crazy when people wear shoes in bed. Oh my god, I don't know. I think that's nuts. You walk outside in those shoes, get them out of the bed. but yeah, so, I mean, I guess the only exception is heels, but that's for other reasons. But yeah, typically, no shoes in the house. That's the rules. Thank you for the question. I appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, would you ever open a relationship advice line? I don't know. I understand why you'd want me to. I don't know. I don't know if, like, one, I feel like I would need a whole different degree if I'm going to be doing that. Like, I could have advice, but it feels like wholly irresponsible and really dangerous for me to be giving my personal advice on your relationships, because I'm not in them, and my advice might not be, what might be helpful for me might not be helpful for you at all, so that's why I typically don't answer too much relationship advice stuff, just because I know the stuff I say has a lot of weight, and I don't want to put my finger on the scales, especially when I don't know the situations entirely. So yeah, I mean, I would love to, but only if I could have, like, a disclaimer that says, these are entirely my opinions. Please don't act on them. This is just my input. Like, take this input like you would from, like, a very, very, very distant friend who doesn't know the situation very well. And, like, I want to just a massive caveat. But, yeah, I don't know. This is the long short of it. I don't know. Probably not is my answer. But you never know, I guess. Thank you for the question. I really appreciate it. Anonymous asks, what's your current celebrity crush? Megan Thee Stallion would probably be... Yeah, Megan Thee Stallion. No more needs to be said. Yeah, Megan Thee Stallion. Let's see. Anonymous asks, if you had a tiring day at work, would you still make plans with your girlfriend at the end of the day? Yeah, I think it's important to make time with your partner, regardless of, I mean, within reason. Like, if you've been working crazy, like, doubles for a whole week, and, like, you're just dead tired, like, there should be some understanding there. But, like, if it's just a typical hard day at work, you know, and you had initially, before the day started, made plans, you should follow through on them, you know? You shouldn't just be like, I know, I'm so tired. Like, you should really try. Yeah, because, like, a relationship is only as good as the effort and time you put into it, so... You gotta take time to cultivate it. It's like a garden, you know? Like, plants need love and attention and water and food and all this stuff to grow. Same with a relationship. It needs the same kind of, like, tending and care. So, yeah, you gotta definitely make that time. Thank you for the question. I really appreciate it. Let's see. If you could collaborate with any... Oh, sorry. Anonymous asks, if you can collaborate with any director to make a movie, who would it be and what would you make? Director. Probably Christopher Nolan. Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah. Nolan makes the most sense because he fills a lot of the gaps I need. So yeah, I would take Nolan. It feels like I'm drafting a team. Yeah, I'd take Nolan. Nolan would be probably who I guess. Or Wes Anderson? I don't know. It depends. It depends on what script. For Nolan, I would be doing... I'd want to do a sci-fi trilogy with him. For sure. I'd want to do a sci-fi trilogy with Nolan. And Wes Anderson, I would do a gritty coming-of-age movie. which would be kind of not his style in terms of tonally, but I think that's what makes it kind of great, because it'd be done in the Wes Anderson style. But like a gritty coming of age story would be what I'd do for Wes Anderson. And then Nolan would be like a sci-fi epic, like a space opera essentially with Nolan, which would be so much fun. And I'd want to do it for 3 movies because I would want as much time as I could to make movies with Christopher Nolan. So yeah, that'd be a trilogy. But yeah, that's top of my head. Thank you for the question. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Totally Not Hannah asks, "Hi. So, I'm a very sporty girl, and I play college soccer, and I want to know, what's your favorite sport right now, and your favorite as a kid? I hope you're having a great day." When I was a kid, I played a lot of different sports. I played football. Depends on what audience. Well, American football. There we go. That way it makes the most sense. Yeah, I played American football as a kid. I didn't play soccer or football when I was younger at all. I played baseball quite a bit. What else did I play? I swam. Did golf. Did tennis. So I did basketball. It's not great at basketball, but yeah, I did a mix of stuff. I skated. I don't know if skateboarding counts as a sport. It depends on who you ask, I guess. I did like skiing and snowboarding. I don't know if those count as sports either, but they're like physical activities, I guess. But yeah, so that's what I did as a kid. Now, watching wise, I'm watching, I'm watching European soccer, obviously, American football, F1. I think that's it in terms of watching sports. Playing sports, tennis is the last thing I probably played. Yeah. There's also been a pandemic, so I'm not doing the same kind of stuff I used to do. But yeah, tennis is probably the last sport I've probably played. I mean, I swim a lot, but like swimming doesn't count. That doesn't feel like a sport to me. Like, also, it's not like competitive. I'm not like swimming for times or anything. I'm just like recreationally swimming. But yeah. I don't know if I answered your question, but I totally think I like got around the answer. So thank you for the question. Totally Not Hannah. I appreciate it. All right, let's see. So Madison asks, "Do you have any cool scars? I have one on my back thigh from a motorcycle accident. The surgery where they had to put in a metal scar in my thigh to keep my leg in my hip." That's a crazy scar. I can imagine. I'm trying to think. It's probably like a very long linear scar. I don't have any kind of crazy scars in my body. Funnily enough, actually a lot of my like nut scars healed up really nicely, which I was kind of shocked about. I still have a scar in my head, but my hair covers it, so you can't even see it anymore. Where I was hit. I was hit with a pipe in my head. Pipe or bat, I'm not entirely sure. I was hit in the skull, and it was a crack in my skull from that. And then I had a really bad injury on my elbow when I was in college. I fell when I was skateboarding, and I needed eight stitches in my elbow. It was pretty gnarly. It was really bad. And then that's like the only ones that I'm trying to think that have like notable scars. I burned myself with like oil when I was a kid, but that healed up so long ago. Yeah, most of my scars really healed up. Even my elbow, you can't even tell. Like, I'm trying to look at it now, like, you can't even tell there's a scar on there anymore. Yeah, time heals all wounds. So, yeah, I did have cool scars. Not anymore. Thank you for the question. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Madison. Let's see. Kay asks, "Hey, cutie handsome. What is the best compliment you've ever received?" There's a bunch of questions, but that's the first one. Funnily enough, I think the best compliment I ever see, I don't know. I don't know. That's a hard one, because I think what's like what was the most impactful compliment I've gotten. I think it was when I was like 18, maybe 17. It was just something that someone I really like, I had a huge crush on, said to me. She sent me this long text at like 2 in the morning, and like listing all the things she liked about me. And it, yeah, that was probably the best. Yeah, that was definitely the best compliment. I don't know. I think it's just like the time of my life and what she said and all that stuff. I think really like, I have the text. I still have the screenshot, I think, somewhere on like one of my hard drives somewhere. But yeah, I think that would be the best compliment I've ever received. All right, the next one is your favorite chain restaurant or fast food chain. That's a hard one. Let me try to think. What's a good restaurant chain? I used to love Cheesecake Factory, but it's disappointed the hell out of me. I'm not gonna do fast food. I'm gonna do like a sit down restaurant chain. Like I'm trying to think, what's another chain restaurant that's like really good? Bonefish Grill isn't bad, and that Bonefish is everywhere. I'm trying to think like what's a chain? Let me Google this shit. Restaurant chains, U.S. All right, let's look at all the U.S. restaurant chains. We're doing it. Yeah. Okay, Wikipedia. Let me see. Oh, they also have fast food chains in here. That doesn't particularly. No, casual dining. Great. That's what I want. Oh, immediately. Applebee's. Okay, so no to Applebee's. Let's see. What do we got here? Oof. Golden Corral. No. It's probably easier for me to say what isn't good. Benihana's. Benihana's is my answer. Benihana's. Oh my God. Benihana's was on the table the whole time. Benihana's. Benihana's is the best one. I don't need to go further. The list is over. It's Benihana's. Benihana's is my answer. Your favorite home cooked meal as a kid? Probably French toast. Probably French toast. French toast was like that was my go-to as a kid. That was the most comforting comfort food I could ever possibly eat was French toast. I love French toast. So yeah, French toast. Homemade French toast is different. thank you for your questions, Kay. I really appreciated it. Let's see. Jess asks, "Do you have any tattoos? And if so, and if you're okay with sharing, what are they? I'm currently working on filling out my leg right now. I'm obsessed on how they're turning out. Also unrelated, can we please get more tattoo audios? Thank you and have a good Monday." Thank you, Jess. now that I'm thinking about it, I might make some more tattoo audios in the future. Do I have a tattoo? No. For as much as I like one, and as much as I've tried to get one, I haven't gotten one yet, funnily enough. I was very close to getting one right before the pandemic, and then the pandemic happened, and I didn't get one. So here I am, tattoo-less still. I don't know if I'm going to get one, honestly, at this point. It feels like the window in my life where I really wanted to get one, like it had like a lot of meaning to me, has closed, and the thing I wanted to get really badly doesn't make a whole lot of, I mean, it doesn't, make a whole lot of sense for me to get. So I don't know. If I fall in love with another design, then maybe I'll get it, but we'll still have to see. So, thank you for the question, Jess. I really appreciated it. Anonymous asks, "Knight, answer these." And it's a series of she's a blank, but she's a. So, the first one is she's a 2, but she has a nice voice and knows how to dress. She's a 7. She's a 4, but she watches anime or reads manga. Then she's an 8. She's a 10, but she's ambitious and her job and career with her ca job and career, so she'd probably be more focused on herself than you. I don't know. She's a 10 still. I don't know. Like, I'm like the thing is, I'm the last person for you to be like to complain about for like work grind. Because I'm so guilty of working way more than I ever should. So yeah, I can't I like people in glass houses can't fucking throw shit. So yeah, I can't fucking No, yeah, it's okay. I get it. Yes. Someone who's worked too much in his life. Yeah, I get it. We might be able to talk about how to work less maybe together. thank you for the question. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Esther asks, "What series that you made, pregnancy, friends to lover, or otherwise, is your favorite to make?" I love your content, by the way. Stay healthy. I appreciate it. Thank you, Esther. Friends to Lovers is so much fun. I really love that series. It's just so wonderful. Every time I like come back to it and play with it, I'm just always so happy. I started a new series, like a space series thing that's going, which is just, that's been a lot of fun. I've really enjoyed making that. Pregnancies, I like the Pregnancy series a lot. It was probably my first foray into long form series like that. I learned a lot of lessons from it. I think my favorite series has to be Friends to Lovers. It's just so much fun. I love the relationship. I just think it's really cute. I'm here for it. So yeah. Thank you for your question, Esther. I really appreciate it. And with that brings us to the end of Get to Know Night. If you have a question that you want answered, feel free to. There should be a link down at the bottom of the doobly-doo where you can ask me whatever you like. As long as this isn't a request, because if it's a request, I highly recommend putting it over on the request line, because that's where I get to all the requests. Anyway, I've been Knight, and I hope you have a great, great, great rest of your Monday, and I will talk to you later. Bye now.